I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. A pioneer in the civil rights movement in Kentucky will make a rare appearance in Bowling Green tonight to participate in the discussion about her life. Former State Senator Georgia Powers was the first African-American to serve in the Kentucky Senate. She was also the first woman to serve in the State Senate. Dan Modlin has more in this report.
Connie Foster is the interim dean of WKU Libraries, which presents Kentucky Live events. She says this is a unique opportunity for people in the area to hear from a person who helped make history.
This is a very special and rare visit and appearance by her. She is an octogenarian and does not travel widely, so to have her come for the discussion of a book about her life is significant for the library and the community and fully supports the African American Studies program, especially during Black History Month.
Foster says tonight's program is part of an ongoing series of events planned by WKU Libraries each semester.
This is one of our two major outreach speaker series, Kentucky Live and then Faraway Places. And we enjoy our partnership with Barnes & Noble in hosting these events, usually on Thursday evenings about six times a semester.
A new biography on the life of Georgia Powers will be discussed at tonight's program. That biography, titled Historical Influence, Reading Georgia Powers as a Grassroots Civil Rights Leader in the Rough Business of Kentucky Politics, was written by WKU sociology professor Dr. Ann Onyekulaje.
She had a certain standard that she wanted to hold fast to, and she wanted the standard for all women that no matter where they were in life, what they were called to do, that they could do things that would benefit their communities. She was a community woman. She had a voice, and she wanted to make sure her voice was heard. Now, granted, there were difficult times because she was in politics during the time Louis B. Nunn was the governor, and that was a pivotal moment when much of the federal government was passing civil rights laws and legislation. So it wasn't as easy for her to get some of that legislation passed. But with her persistence, she was able to convince, influence, use various strategies to get her legislation passed so that important bills like open housing could be emphasized and passed in Kentucky.
In researching the life of Georgia Powers, Dr. Onyekulaje noticed one key trait that helped to set Georgia Powers apart.
Confidence. This lady showed tremendous confidence in her abilities and herself, resiliency. There was a sense of humility, grace, that she was called to do what she was called to do, and that was to serve her constituents, serve the state of Kentucky, to pass legislation that would make it possible for families to have decent jobs, affordable housing, education to be very, very important in their communities, and to feel good about themselves, to know that they could achieve and that they could become successful if they worked hard. But she also knew that there was the obligation of the state to protect those who were vulnerable. She believed in equality and fairness, and that's what she fought for. And she wanted her place at the table to discuss those issues that affected her constituents.
Dr. Onyekulaje's biography of Georgia Powers is available at Barnes & Noble and other leading bookstores. It was published by Lexington Books. Georgia Powers is scheduled to attend the Kentucky Live event tonight at Barnes & Noble in Bowling Green, starting at 7 p.m. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.